a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Or sinners find that he would not take him. No, not one. No, not one. Was ever a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us the bliss of heaven? No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. 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 I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your power hand. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are the one who carried out redemption's plan. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly King Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. There's no one like you. And thank you for the birthday celebrations that have been going on, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the love that we have. You have also more than even us, Father, more than Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton could even imagine, and even Minister Wanda, and even Minister Kai, and even our babies, Lord God, all the birthdays here in July, we thank you because you are good to each and every single one of us. Thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and all they've done. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, for Artist Life, the business, the organization, continuing to keep and make it successful. And Father, thank you for the word that is going to come forward this day, Lord God. It will be a word, Father God, that is going to encourage us, that is going, Lord God, to cause us to know that you have us no matter what. And Lord, I thank you for every person that's on this call and for those who are not able to get on the call today, Lord God. You know their hearts. And Father, I say you are awesome. Thank you for the most important gift, your Son, our King, our Savior, our Healer. There's none like you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We honor you. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother, and you're interceding for us at the right hand of the Father, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I'm going to turn this call over to the host. God bless each and every single one of you. Host, are you there?
Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Yes, sweet anointed woman of God, I am here. I am here. Good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the TMC call, to the master's call. And we just want to thank Minister Rosalind Robin, who so graciously greets us all the time with Jesus' joy, that sweet voice of hers that just kind of calms you and bring you on in and let you know you're welcome. And what can I say about the original, the only songbird who sang one of my favorite hymns, "There's Not a Friend Like the Lowly Jesus." And then, of course, there's nobody greater than our King. Thank you so much for ushering us in to the very throne room of our God. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about, oh, and happy birthday, Minister Wanda Walker, happy birthday, and Dr. PK, happy continued birthday on your birthday month. I would like to tell you a few things about the Master's Call. In October 2010, our two anointed co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard the call and said yes to founding this call and starting it. And their foundational scripture was Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, where you can go and find all about the Master's Call, you can find all of the bios of our ministers, our speakers, and whatever is going on, is www.themasterscall.net. I'm sure you're going to find the information about our fast on there as well. Again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you feel led to be a part of this blessed and anointed ministry, and you want to be a greeter, a host, or share a word, or you have a song in your heart, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Well, the thread that brought us all together is the phenomenal company Audis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are now Audis Life, where great products are available to help the world become healthier. And if you don't know about this great company or our great products, please contact the person that invited you to this call. And we have another call for Audis Life. It's the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held every morning immediately after this call, where a team of great leaders give you vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Audis products. And that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617, pound. If you're having difficulty calling this number, the master's call or even the morning motivational call, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Now, as I said, immediately after this call is that call, the morning motivational call, and today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is the host, and our Mississippi Queen and our prayer general will be the one giving the message on today. So I know you don't want to miss that call. Well, we are down to where everybody has come to hear a word from the Lord. And you are at the right place at the right time, because our speaker today is one that we all know. She is one that we all love. I'm just going to give you a few things about her. Please go back to our website I gave you to hear everything. Her bio is prolific, and I tell you what, she's been all over the world and knows just about everybody. But Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon founded and served as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas, and she travels internationally ministering the practical and prophetic word of God with Gathering of the Eagles Ministries, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. She is presently serving as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley, Sr., is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. She also still travels internationally ministering the practical and prophetic word of God with the Gathering of the Eagles. And she teaches Wednesday Bible study at Mount Corinth Baptist Church. She's also the co-founder, as I said before, of the Master's Call, and an inspirational and motivational speaker all over the world. And we call her Mother Eagle because she is the one who pushes us out of the nest all the time. So if you get involved, just know that she is one of the instruments that God will use to stretch you. She is victorious. She is appointed. She is noble. She is an evangelist. She is saved, sanctified, and anointed. I'm going to move out of the way so that she can have time to give us what the Lord has deposited into her belly this morning. None other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My awesome worshiper, evangelist, preacher, teacher yourself, Minister Sharon, thank you so much for such a heartfelt, kind introduction. I truly esteem the God in you, and thank you for all that you do. I want to give a big shout out to our dear Minister Tiffany. Thank you, sweetheart, for ushering us truly into the very presence of God this morning in worship. We were so, so blessed. And then our cheerleader, our true evangelist, thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as each and every one of them came on the line. Want to acknowledge my co-founder. She continues in her journey, celebrating her birthday. Yesterday was her actual birthday. And got Mother Josie on the line, and she said, happy birthday to her, which was absolutely comical, but so precious. And we just love you. We appreciate you. I'm so glad that you had such an awesome, awesome day yesterday from beginning to end. You truly deserve it. And it is an honor serving with you as a co-laborer in the vineyard for our Lord. And to our minister, evangelist, Wanda Walker, happy birthday to you out there in the Windy City of Chicago. We celebrate you today. And to our entire Master's Call family, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are excited to have you. I'm going to do another quick plug before I forget. I haven't had my memory charge yet this morning as I'm sipping on my weight loss coffee. I'm encouraging everybody to get on the morning motivational call. Yes, because the awesome anointed Minister Brenda is speaking, but even more so, the corporate office has asked me to give them a space of time. For those of you who may have missed Saturday's awesome presentation, they do want to do a quick overview. We just need to hear it again anyway. So encourage your team, shoot out texts, and whatever you need to do to encourage everyone to be on the morning motivational call this morning so we can hear from our corporate office. I think it's going to be Jose, but don't hold me to it, but one of them will be on to speak to us. All righty, well, I've got that commercial out of the way, and again, honored to be with you again, just so humbled. As I consider God's faithfulness these 9.5 years, we are headed toward October 25th, where we celebrate 10 years that we have been blessed and enabled to be on this call, to have this platform and place where God's word and power goes forth. I want to continue a part three of a series I started a while back called Chosen by God, His Special Possession. Chosen by God, His Special Possession. And our text scripture has come out of 1 Peter 2, that ninth verse, that whole chapter 2 is powerful, but we want to hone in on that ninth verse. And that ninth verse in the New Living Translation reads, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, you're a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." All this morning, chosen by God, His special possession. And the backdrop, encouraging you to go back and listen to part one and two as I hurry on to part three. We're talking about the proper response to Christian suffering. The proper response to Christian suffering. Nobody saw when we entered and crossed over into this new year, this new decade, that God was putting the whole globe on Holy Ghost house arrest, reminding us he is God, not just America, but in particular, since most of us are here in America, but around the world through a little thing called COVID-19. And it is so important in times like these, we who profess Christ, we who say we love the Lord with all of our heart, we that choose to walk by faith and not by sight, we who know his voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow, should have within our DNA, our relationship with Christ, the proper response to Christian suffering. Most of us got hit with this journey back in early March, where we were told to stay home and had a fashion addendum of a mask on our face, and have been reminded that many, over 136,000 souls have transitioned because of this COVID-19, and we pray for families who have been so deeply affected and are still being affected, and we are wanting to ask the right questions and learn the right lessons with the proper response to Christian suffering. It is not new. If we've read our Bible, we have had many seasons and reasons throughout the beginning of time for individual and corporate suffering. But the difference for us as believers is that we have a living hope in the Lord. And that's what Peter was making sure that he was bringing to believers at this time, that we can reflect again, and there's a timely purpose, there's a strategic strategy, there's a meaningful, meaty message that we have to stop and examine, and we have to x-ray our hearts and clarify our commitment and expose of our true experiences through this, helps to find the real depth of our determination and test the true temperament of our trust in God to bear this burden, even in the midst of, you know, and I said it before that this scripture, when you read it in its face value, sounds so noble and lofty, so uplifting and so edifying. It sounds so complimentary of us being chosen. Everybody loves to be chosen in a higher select class. It makes those elect sound so royal and regal, being called priests, those full of promise, destined for prominence and power. Oh, but we're talking about having the right response, the righteous response, the proper response, being chosen by God and his special possession. I've discussed two of our three main themes and going on to our third theme, but the principle number one we talked about was when God chooses you, he has already pre-qualified you. When God chooses you, he has already pre-qualified you. What you mean, Dr. V? I mean, everything we need is in the house. So lay hands on your own belly, and your own paraclete who's resting inside says everything we need is in the house to endure the suffering, to endure the long suffering, to succeed. In other words, all the parts needed are included in that package. They just need to be assembled. We talked about all pre-qualified candidates come with that Holy Ghost. And when you've been pre-qualified, all the instructions you need come with your assignment included when God chooses you. That was our first principle. That was our first principle. And principle number two was we are royal priests, a part of a holy nation. We are royal priests, a part of a holy nation. See, we have to see ourselves only as God sees us. And that starts with us only saying what God says about us. Only say what God says about us. And for some of us, that's a tough order because our mouth has not always prophesied the right message. And yes, when you speak as a believer, you're prophesying. So when you say a lot of negativity, that's the fruit you're getting. The prophetic word does not return void. Isaiah, that old prophet, told us that in that 55th chapter, the 11th verse, that we have a birthright as a part of the kingdom. What is that birthright? You and I have direct access to God. We don't have to go in a confessional booth. We don't have to go to our pastor or our priest. We could go right into the very presence of God. Hebrews 4:16 told us to come boldly into his presence. A royal priesthood is not only a priesthood that belongs to and serves the king, but it is also a priesthood which exercises rule. What do you mean by that? See, there's a twofold responsibility, a privilege with being the priest. There's sacrifice and intercessory prayer. The sacrifices of the believer are his body, his praise to God, his substance, and his service. Are we serving God with all of our heart? Well, this morning, we're running on to principle three. Principle three, as a holy nation, as a body of believers, as the living church, are we walking pure before others? As a holy nation, as a body of believers, as the living church, are we pressing and persevering, being that godly example before others? See, remember, the main message of Apostle Peter is to give believers, you know, that's you and I, the saints, and those carnal apes, with our deep anointed holy selves, the proper response to Christian suffering. Who would have thought it? You'll all say, who would have thought it? That it'd be March and now it's July and we are still on a basic lockdown. So royal priests, remember it costs to be the boss, to be the light, to be the living epistle. I'm chosen by God and I'm his special possession. So here it is real clearly, principle number three. In the midst of every storm, always remember who you are and whose you are. In the midst of every storm, it's not if the storms will come, it's when they come. And we are showed up in the midst of a horrific storm right now. Always remember who you are and whose you are. We are God's very own possession, his special possession. See, remember to carry, I call it our holy platinum triple A card. Yeah, our holy platinum triple A card. What do you mean by that? Well, as a royal priest, activate and align your accomplishment, or activate and align your assignment. See, I have a platinum AAA card, and I got it years ago because of the way I do travel, used to travel, I should say, and will be traveling again, I'm sure. Activate and align your assignment. That's why every morning when we say our declarations on the morning motivational call, when you open up your mouth, you are activating the heavens. When you say what you should say that lines up with the word of God, you're aligning the atmosphere. You're giving our angels their marching orders, and they go out on assignment. Hebrews 1, that 11 through 14, talks about our ministry angels hearken to the word of God, and they're sent on assignment. See, the altitude of your attitude will determine the amount of hope you have. Let me say that again. The altitude, come on, Eagles, that's how high you're going to go, depends on your attitude, and it'll determine the amount of hope you have. See, if you have stinking thinking, if you're a negative Nanny and always critical, criticizing, never coming with the compassion of Christ, never seeing the glass half full, it's always half empty from your perspective, then your hope will be anorexic. Your hope will be on fumes. Make sure your platinum AAA card is in good standing. And Apostle Peter admonished them in that verse 16 in the NIV, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slave. In other words, we are God's very own possession, his special possession. They're turbulent times. Yes, these are chaotic times. I abide in Christ and his word abides in me. We are God's slave. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Yes, we are God's slave. We are marked by the blood and we belong to Christ. We are God's slave. God is our shepherd and we are the sheep of his pasture. We are God's slave. Jesus is the light of the world and his light shines through you and me, but we are God's slave. I have the mind of Christ and choose to think on the things good and pure. We are God's slave. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are God's slave, his special possession. I'm chosen by God, and I am his special possession. Remember those main three principles. One, when God chooses you, he's already pre-qualified you. Two, we are royal priests. We're part of a holy nation. And three, in the midst of every storm, always remember who you are and whose you are, because you're chosen to have a proper response to Christian suffering. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Sharon.
Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my. What a word, what a word, what a word. Yes, I'm just going to say, y'all, go back and listen to this again. The number is 712-432-1085. And just read that 1 Peter 2nd chapter all the way through again. I know she would admonish you to do that. And I just want us to just resonate on that, just concentrate on that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. It's just too much to even come in on. Father, but I hope that I am properly responding to what's going on. Hallelujah. And I'll always remember who I am and whose I am. Thank you, Father. Almighty King, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Father, because we are chosen, hallelujah, by you as your special possession, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Oh, God, we thank you that we are to be the light and the example in a dark time, Father, and that we will remember, hallelujah, no matter what's going on, who we are and whose we are, because you are the one that can solve this situation, oh, God, no king. So we thank you, Father, and we lift up, Father, our sick to you, Father, for this is our prayer request time. So we lift up Mother Owens and Mother Oliver and Mother Josie, Prophet Kai and Minister Jackie and Maddie Ruth and Alvina Parker and Tiffany Page to you, Mr. and Mrs. Frazier, Aunt Loretta to you, Aunt Ethel to you, Lakeisha to you, Sister Rosalind, Brother Frank and Kiara to you, Father, and those that we have not called, but we pray that you would touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Whatever is bothering them, we know that you are bigger than that problem, than that situation, than that disease. Father, we will bless you, oh, our soul, because you heal all our diseases, Father. We pray and lift up those families that are grieving right now, the Edward Lord family, the D. Lee family, the Mitchell family, the Hurst family. And, Father, those that I did not call, you know who they are. Father, you are the God of all comfort. So we pray that you would comfort them now. Father, we lift up all on this call, and we ask that you meet their needs. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, I've already given you the call back on this call, the replay to call them. Please do that immediately after this call. It's the Morning Most Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 94617. And she's already told you Minister Brenda is going to preach on there, and our founders of our company, Artist Life, will be on there today as well. I'm going to call back Dr. Vanessa so that she can give us the benediction of this call. Please come back, Dr. Vanessa.
Father God, we thank you that we have a heart, a will, a determination to always give the proper response to Christian suffering, to be postured by your promises through our pain, to be faithful when hit by the fiery darts of injustice, to speak the truth in love in the midst of the lies and hypocrisy. God, we're going to choose as we leave this call to trust you and your word throughout the trials and tragedies, and to remain holy and helpful and not become bitter and bothered by the inconsistencies of life. By being your living epistle, we'll speak loudly to all that this chosen vessel, we, each of us, will let our light shine by, and our agape love will last forever. Downpour into us, download and let it work through us, your will for your prayer, your pleasure. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, God, and decree over our lives that it is done and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, and we look forward to hearing you on the Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.